This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Jude Munro from the Victorian Pride Centre is with us, and Jude is a regular guest on the show, and Jude brings us up to date and keeps us in the loop as to what's happening. What is happening, Jude? What's been the most recent step along the path to our Pride Centre? What have you been up to the last month or so?
Well, Macca, the latest step is I got a phone call from Dimity Reed, who's the chair of the jury that's running the design competition.
Ah.
And she told me that we are at 23 architectural firms that have gone through the registration of interest stage and have passed all of the tests. So they had to have been registered architects for 10 years, been awarded, so got some awards for their designs. You know, this is fantastic. And she also said that for the 23, it's the combination of experienced firms, mm-hmm. well-established firms, but also up-and-coming firms.
That's good.
So we're really pleased to get that many.
So 23, so they've got a part. They're now eligible to submit their design in the competition.
So there's two stages.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And each one of those stages is effectively a further hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
And the second stage will be down to four from which the winner will be selected. And it's a little bit different to most design competitions in that it will have a... Part of it will be an evaluation of the constructability,
mm-hmm.
the buildability
yep.
of the design, and also the cost
of
the design. So it's still at what you might call concept or schematic stage. It's not the detailed design work. That happens later. But this is really terrific.
So, Jude, how will they try and get the whittling down from the 23 to the 4? What's the criteria for that?
Yeah, so there's different sets of criteria. Some of them are written statements, like 600 words, interpreting what's in the design brief.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pleased to say that we've now put that on our website, and so that any member of the LGBTQI community, indeed the broader public, can go onto the website and read that detail, and it will really give some insights into the look and feel, I think, of the centre. We are looking now, which we're wrapped with, 10 major resident organisations, including two ones that previously weren't on there. So Team Melbourne, with their over 20, the federation of over 20 sporting clubs, and
yep.
also the multicultural, multi-faith advocacy group, which is also a federation of 14 culturally and linguistically diverse, as well as faith organisations.
Now, the big difficult question, Ian's got a couple of questions, but I want to ask this one. What sort of time frame are we looking at? That, obviously, you know, a lot of community organisations are going to want to move into the Pride Centre. What sort of a timeline are we looking at?
We've set ourselves...
When do I need to empty out my little tray here to take it down to Fitzroy Street?
Yeah, so we're looking at December 2020. We would love for it to be earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing our darndest to make it earlier than that.
Mm.
But that is the constraint. So it's not unusual for a build to take 12 months or more, yeah, and then fit out to take 6 to 9 months. So when you add all of that together, plus so the stages we go through are the design,
yep,
then town planning approvals, then the construction contract, and then moving through then to construction. So what we'll try and do, Macca, is bring forward anything that we can. So we're looking at alternatives such as bringing forward the excavation of the site and site preparation as early as we can without making it in a totally, you know, empty space. But to do that in a way that means that once we've got the construction contract, we can actually move straight into construction. Mm.
Because that time frame is okay, it's 3 years, thereabouts.
Yeah.
That's going to be a challenge for organisations to work out where they are currently. Can they stay there for that period of time? Do they? A lot of them won't have the option of moving because of the cost of moving once is enough, let alone twice. How do you think that's going to pan out? Because without having any reference to any particular organisation.
We're very concerned about that, and we have been. We'll be doing what we can to assist where we can as mm-hmm. well. And I know it will be particularly difficult for Joy.
Yeah.
It's also going to be difficult for Gay Archives.
Yes.
Mm. Gay Archives, I suppose they've got the option of finding another location for the actual archives, but maybe have their office and ways of accessing the archives from a separate location. But we're all highly financially constrained, and I'm very aware of Joy's situation, and would be expecting Ian, you as treasurer, would you know, and your board would have a great concern about that.
Yeah, look, and I think it's good that we're all on the same page and we know the timelines and we can all work around that. And you know, as long as we've got, you know, we've got the dialogue going, we can kind of you know, go backwards and forwards, and we'll work it through. Yeah, because it's not ideal, but these are the things that we have to work with, and it's just how it's laid out.
I hope that there's the things that we will potentially hold us up will be able to be worked through. Clearly, we are in a situation where we've got the promise of the $15 million from the state government.
Yep.
I'm bound to, you know, I can't reveal all of the associated details with that, but we have the first 10% of that money, $1.5
million. Yep.
But the design costs will be above that.
Yes. Mm.
So we have to make sure that all of the monies come in ways...
As required.
Yep.
As required, and a little bit more to ensure that we're not trading insolvent.
Yep.
So we are obviously short conservatively,
yep.
so I'll put a conservative position on this $20 million.
Yep.
So we've got the 15, but the conservative budget is, with contingencies and other things built in, is 35.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got to make sure that we get all of the financing in.
Yep. Now, can I move on a lighter note, less about the constraints?
Of course. Of course.
Can you tell us a bit about the design competition and, like, I'm not an architect, but what sort of exciting elements you're looking for in the building? Obviously not looking for a square box with windows and doors like an office building. So you're looking for a flagship.
Well, we are monetarily constrained,
right?
But I think the architects are really going to let loose with this.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked for an efficient building, so environmentally efficient, and a way of people being able to easily move around the building. But I think there's going to be some great concepts that will come in. So 20% of the building will be commercial tenancies in order to provide an operating
income
stream.
Okay. Makes sense.
Now, for the other 80%, we've talked about the creation of what we called a forum, which would be where all of the smaller organisations would come in, not so the resident organisation, the 10 resident organisations, such as Joy and Gay Archives and VAC. But there would be the opportunity for the smaller organisations to use meeting rooms, collaboration space, where you could have your computers and individuals to be able to come in and work out of it as well. I know I do. I call my office in the CBD Coco Black, you know. So
the virtual office.
The virtual office. A lot of
it's very
people
modern.
Have the virtual offices. And I think that that's going to be a really exciting part of it. And in order to support that, we're establishing a community reference group, 28-member reference group, and we've got that out asking for people from right across the community to join
us. So we could end up with a spectacular building with blades and things on the front.
I think that there will be... if you read through the design brief, you can see that there's some potentially very exciting opportunities there. We've got the rainbow. I wouldn't be at all surprised if colours are reflected in it.
Yeah, good.
And colours brighten and enliven a place and make people feel welcome and make people feel happy, you know.
Yeah.
That is part of the rainbow.
Yeah.
That is the impact that it has. So I wouldn't be surprised that colours will be important, but also ways where people can use theatres, event spaces, a bit of a library for material that's come through MICA. They really want material there for young people to come in and read or be able to look at videos and so forth.
Yeah. And certainly that area, I know Port Phillip's pretty keen to use it as a, you know, springboard for that particular zone of the retail strip.
Well, I've got some news there. Yeah. We're going to be going to the federal opposition for a promise of dollars.
Right. Okay.
So we've exhausted all possibilities with the federal government, so we're now turning to the opposition for a grant if they were to come into power.
So there you go.
Which is, you know, we'll see what happens.
See what happens.
We'd like some of our taxes back, guys. Just quickly, Jude, how do people, if people are interested in looking at what the design competition is about and the community consultation, where do they find out the info?
Yeah, so they can find out about the design competition, the design brief, and also the community reference group by going onto the Pride Centre's website.
Which is?
Pridecentre.org.au.
There you go.
Fabulous.
Now, your tip for the footy today? Go on.
Oh,
have a punt.
My partner's former dad, late departed dad, Jack, used to say, "You wouldn't spit on Collingwood and Fitzroy supporters." So Tigers run if they're on fire. So there is very deep support in our household for the Tigers.
Yep.
But we did live in Adelaide and were Crows supporters for a couple of years. We'll be going for the Tigers, but we also think that the Crows team are
they're pretty slick operation.
Yeah, they are. But I think there's a grittiness to the Tigers watching their most recent matches that they may well come through strongly.
There you go. Well, we don't have to pull the lever for the trapdoor.
Just yet.
Saved.
I just want to say, Jude, thank you again for your time. I encourage people, have a look at the details around the design competition and the community consultation. It's really important. And I know there's a lot of interest in the final date and how we're all going to get to that point. Keep your sanity, Dale.
And what are you going to do? Will you be watching the match?
We're going up to friend's place and we're going to be watching.
Fantastic.
Oh, great. Okay. Party pies or
tofu on
sauce?
Tofu on stick?
Bit of olives and cheese.
Oh, yeah, right, olives
fantastic. All righty. Thanks again, Jude Munro from the Pride Centre.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.